Good afternoon, folks. This morning we got the third confirmation of the geomagnetic excursion 6,000 years ago, the 6,000-year cycle, and the bigger double of the cycle every 12,000 years, is fully in perspective, and they have their official names. This was the paper, and while we had insisted for years that it was an excursion at the 6,000 years ago mark, scientists hadn't declared it officially. We were calling it the NOAA event back then, when it was first declared from a Chinese lava flow and then confirmed weeks later by another in Russia, we began calling it the China event. Now, they've gotten a bit more specific. The NOAA, or China event 6,000 years ago, is officially named the Tianqi event. We have exceptionally good data, going back tens of thousands of years. The cycle is pretty solid, and it matches the 6,000-year Heinrich cycle of climate and the 6,000-year superflare cycle, making a solar geomagnetic climate cycle. Each event brings major radiation surges, climate chaos, volcanoes, floods, and losses of species due to those environmental challenges. Since we have the official name for the event 6,000 years ago, it's a good time to review why these events are so dangerous, why they are extinction-level events for many species, and major stressors for the rest. Here is the video we posted 2 months ago. Review or catch up on this critical information, and we'll circle back right afterwards. Yesterday, we shared the critical new chapter out of a new university textbook hitting the topic of space radiation and extinctions. And the two things it mentions are of critical importance for us over the coming years: the ozone loss due to particle-driven molecular destruction and the extra exposure to cosmic ray space radiation. Basically, climate chaos and radiation exposure. This is because the only thing standing in the way of those effects is the magnetic field of Earth, the one that is weakening in this ongoing pole shift. To compare, here is a side-by-side of the normal and excursion or pole shift magnetic field. On the left, the strong field protection in bright colors, in polar configuration, but on the right, we see the poles are actually near the equator, and the brighter colors are gone, leaving us more vulnerable to that dangerous space radiation. After two decades of scientific disagreement, the naysayers have now disappeared. Every major study on this topic in the last several years shows that these magnetic reversals, these pole shifts, are extreme events for the environment. They take a huge toll on the biosphere, and that is usually due to the extra radiation and ozone destruction-driven climate chaos. The best such paper directly tied those extinctions to past pole shifts in history, and they offer us a warning for the future. These, by the way, are the top scientists in the field in the world's number one geophysics journal. Now, the aurora are beautiful, no doubt, but they have been offering us a warning lately, breaking records, appearing too often, and with less than expected solar activity. They're already having measurable effects on the ozone and on the environment as a whole. There are hundreds of studies confirming the ozone destruction by solar protons, solar electrons, and cosmic rays, all of which are penetrating into the atmosphere more with the weakening field and will reach critical levels in the years ahead. This extra radiation does two main things. Its ozone destruction allows more ultraviolet light into the Earth's system, causing more heat, and the extra cosmic rays amplified the extremes of weather of all kinds: heat, cold, wind, lightning, storms, flooding, drought, basically taking Earth's weather and pushing it to the max in all directions. These things not only impact the climate, but living creatures. That extra ultraviolet light is dangerous for animals and plants, as well as the microbiota of the planet, including the plankton and chlorophyll food chain foundations in the ocean. The cosmic rays provide a similar amplification of particle radiation on this same life as well. Everything from cancer to cellular dysfunction to DNA mutations. Furthermore, the magnetic field of Earth usually funnels much of this particle radiation to the polar region, where virtually nobody lives and far less life exists. But in the excursion scenario, those polar cusps are found at lower latitudes, and an extra directing of that energy and radiation will hit the life-housing regions of the Earth, while at the same time, The field is also less able to block the pushing of Van Allen Belt electrons downward into the atmosphere during solar storm impact. It's a double whammy for the latitudes where most of the life on Earth is found. So why do these scientists keep finding extinction and major biosphere stress related to the magnetic pole shifts? It's because of those climate impacts and both the extra ultraviolet and particle radiation. Taking extra radiation when your environment shifts dramatically is a serious challenge for most life. But it gets worse. It's not just birds that use the magnetic field for navigation, but many other creatures as well, including several marine species like dolphins, whales, sharks, turtles, and various fish. And it's not just for migration, but foraging and finding reproductive zones. Similar impacts are found for insects in terms of hibernation, egg success, and activity in the day versus night. And even plants use Earth's field. It's critical for germination, seed health, growth, and flowering. So let's make that climate chaos, extra radiation, and navigational struggles, not to mention the problems with the plants. This is why the scientists are able to so clearly see that these cyclical magnetic pole shifts are major problems for life on Earth. As humans deal with these challenges, both directly and indirectly through their impact on the food chain, we have also made ourselves largely dependent on electricity as a society. When the magnetic field gets weak enough, the sun is going to turn off the lights, destroy every power grid, and when that happens, there's no more heat, no more water treatment or distribution, no refrigeration or food transport, no gas, no ATMs, no phones or internet, no 911, no critical infrastructure at all. This is a growing issue, and it's on Earth's bingo card for the years ahead. In just the last year, things have taken an even more alarming turn. The March 2023 magnetic anomaly has accelerated this process even faster. We're on the way down much quicker now, which is what we're seeing with the accelerated downward curve in this chart. It is the reason why a minor solar event in April of 2023 caused an unprecedented and new kind of plasma penetration solar storm effect. It is the reason why 2023 broke the low-latitude auroral record, and it is the reason why we got impossibly low-latitude auroras this past weekend from solar activity that was significant, but it wasn't extreme. In the past, these kinds of aurora only happened with solar activity that was 20 to 50 times stronger than what we got. It happened this week because our planet is losing its protection and becoming more vulnerable. If you think you are ready to learn more about this cycle, the details of why it happens, and what it will eventually make the sun do, see the resource video linked below. If you understood this video, you're probably ready for the advanced information. And we're back to today. That advanced version I mentioned is listed right below the video. It's under the homework listing called Catastrophe Evidence. Highly recommend you watch it. Our documentary is shaping up as we plan shoots, graphics, effects, and travel to interview some of the world experts. We appreciate your support on our Kickstarter for the documentary. Help us make it as amazing as possible. Subscribe here for daily updates, and I'll see you in the morning for the daily show. Be safe, everyone.